The Embodied Awakening Invocation Shortcut. Hi, I'm Benjamin Bernstein, author of Instant Divine Assistance, your complete guide to fast and easy spiritual awakening, healing, and more. This is one of the bonus recordings mentioned in the book, which anyone is welcome to access for free at instantdivineassistance.com. In this recording, I'll guide you through the Embodied Awakening Invocation Shortcut. This recording is like the training wheels on a bicycle. Once you get the hang of this invocation, you'll no longer need this recording. Your body position doesn't matter when you do the Embodied Awakening Invocation. The only requirement is that you can focus your attention, and it's ideal to be as relaxed as possible. It's best to do this with your eyes closed. This is because your brain devotes most of its energy to visual processing. Having your eyes open would distract most of your attention. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time for any part of your process. Let's do this. Become aware of your whole body at once. Let everything else go. If you have awareness of subtle energy in your body, just feel it. Don't change or fix anything. Just notice where you're starting from. Later, you can recall this baseline feeling to notice how your energy has changed. You're about to speak to your higher self. If you don't like the term higher self, you can use divine self, soul, or whatever feels good to you. You could also call on an external divine being, such as Jesus Christ or your guardian angel. By the way, the two-word phrase highest good is shorthand for my highest good and the highest good of all those affected by this. You're about to do the Embodied Awakening Invocation. Say it out loud if you can, or think it silently if you must. Please repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now you'll choose what to focus on. You have two choices. First, notice if you feel subtle energy moving in your body. If you feel this even slightly, make it your focus. If you don't feel subtle energy, focus on breath sensation. As the breath comes and goes on its own, notice where you feel it most easily. The nostrils, head, throat, chest, stomach. Gently focus your attention there. Let your breath come easily and naturally. It doesn't matter if it's fast or slow, shallow or deep. Don't use any breath control. Just notice the sensation while staying 100% passive. While this invocation is filling you with energy, don't make anything happen with effort or willpower. Don't stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. After you say the Embodied Awakening Invocation, rest in passive awareness of subtle energy or breath. That's the only thing you should be doing. As a reminder, focus on subtle energy if you can feel it. Otherwise, use passive breath awareness. If you spontaneously see colors or visions, that's fine. Just treat them as distractions. Speaking of which, if your attention is anywhere except your chosen focus, treat it as a distraction. Don't fight a distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. For our purposes, the distraction isn't you. It's an uninvited guest, so give it no further attention. If you do, you'll only feed it energy and make it stronger. Having noticed the distraction, return your focus to subtle energy or breath. Keep doing this very gently and persistently as often as necessary. If the distraction continues, that's perfectly fine. Let it do its thing in the background while you continuously return to your chosen focus. It doesn't matter how many times you get distracted or how long a distraction lasts. Each time you get distracted, return to passive awareness gently and persistently. Your best effort is always good enough. Distractions include any thought at all, even if the thought seems helpful. If you're fully immersed in feeling energy or breath, there will not be any mental chatter. Finally, invocations are not mantras. Repeating them will not make them more effective. Your higher self heard you the first time. There's one more nuance you can bring to this process, the minimum effort game. This might make it even more effective. The idea here is to use the least possible effort that keeps your focus on subtle energy or breath. Let's try it now. For just a moment, drop to zero effort. Simply exist. be completely passive. Whatever happens is fine. After a moment, notice if you're effortlessly aware of your chosen focus. If it's subtle energy, can you feel it moving in your body? If it's breath, can you feel inhalation and exhalation happening on its own? If this is happening with zero effort, stay at zero. But what if dropping to zero effort makes you lose this awareness? Then start adding teeny tiny bits of effort. These micro efforts are like the gentlest touch of a feather. Keep adding these until you just barely regain awareness of your chosen focus. Feel free to play with your effort level, adding or subtracting micro bits of effort until you find the absolute least effort that holds your chosen focus. This sweet spot leaves maximum space for the divine to help you. How will you know you're in embodied awakening? Four things will be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, you'll feel peaceful. All this will be completely effortless. Once all four things are true, you're in embodied awakening. Your light body has merged with your physical body. You may also notice a subtle tingling. This is how your higher self feels in your physical body. But even if you aren't tingling, you can still be in embodied awakening. Another nuance is that your consciousness isn't quite the same. This difference is hard to verbalize since it's beyond the mental realm, but there's a subtle change in your perception. What if you don't meet all the criteria for embodied awakening, or some are not at 100%? Fortunately, awakening isn't an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer control. There are infinite gradations between spiritual unconsciousness and enlightenment. Congratulate yourself for any progress toward the effortless experience of peacefulness with no mental chatter or challenging emotions. Even baby steps are worth celebrating. Once you attain embodied awakening, soak in this blissful state as long as you like. You deserve it. That's all for this recording. Thank you for letting me guide you, and I hope you found it helpful. As a reminder, you can access this and other bonus content from my book at instantdivineassistance.com.